Your body is holy ground. You are listening to the Soul Purpose Podcast, the place to reduce stress, build confidence, live your purpose, and create prosperity. I'm Christelle Arcucci. So today's topic came to me this evening as I was working on some art journaling. Today is the dark moon, so it's the day before the new moon. In working on my entry for this evening, this voice in my head said, "Your body is holy ground." And it struck me like a bolt of lightning. It grounded me into my body and deepened my connection to planet Earth in a way that I haven't often experienced unless I was in the heart of nature. So many of us are programmed to believe that our body is a problem. The body is a vehicle for problems. The body is the source of original sin, especially if you're a woman. Looking at feeling into, finding our way into the conversation that the body is holy ground, for some of us may be a revolutionary concept. It may be. How does that land in your body? When I say to you, your body is holy ground. For me, when I just said it, because as I was speaking it to you, of course, I was tuning into myself. For me, this line in my central channel from the center of my hips between my sit bones, the core of my pelvis, all the way through the top of my head, was the central channel was just like lit up with excitement and upward moving energy. And yes, 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 my body is holy ground. And here's the thing. This has been a focus of my practice for decades. So when I am reminded of this teaching, it is beautiful. It's a beautiful reminder to help me feel that this body is holy ground. At the same time, I worked out a little bit too hard yesterday, and so physically, I am in some pain today. Like there's something going on in my pelvis and my lower back. That is what most people would call pain. So that is happening for me today, which is not common that I'm in physical pain. But I also think it's important that that is happening for me while I am speaking to you. Because many people, many women are experiencing pain in their bodies, which can make it even more difficult to remember that our body is holy ground. When we're not feeling good, it's even harder to remember that idea, that concept, that feeling feels that much more elusive. That's how we remember, is to recognize that this Earth School, this project that we signed up for to come here in this life, to experience Earth School, to be in this body, to experience what we have experienced, to learn what we're learning, and to remember that this body is holy ground. Ooh, it's a revolutionary practice. Honestly, for women to remember that their body is holy and it is the ground of creation, women's bodies create more humans. Yes, of course, you have to have a male sperm in order to create life. Yet that piece, so to speak, the male sperm unlocks the key to life, yet the woman grows and nurtures a new human being in her body. Like, that is one of the most holy acts of humanity. I mean, it is miraculous. So for those of you listening who have created humans in your body and successfully raised them into human beings, just, I mean, how can you not acknowledge that that's amazing? At the same time, holy ground does not mean it's perfect and flawless. Like, even as I was speaking that to you about recognizing that being pregnant and having a baby and raising a person and that whole process is this incredible sacred rite, there is also so much pain around the process of being pregnant, by either getting pregnant and not wanting to be, or getting pregnant and losing the baby, or all of those things. So much of the programming teaches us that holy is somehow perfect. Like, it's flawless. It's like this perfectly white, flawless tablecloth after Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, well, of course, that's not reality. Humanity is not flawless. I want to invite you in this recording, in this chat that we're having, that holy is not about being flawless. Holy is about it being sacred. And on the earth plane, it can be challenging to remember that being holy, being sacred, is also being human, which is incredibly flawed and challenging. That is our work today, is to remember that our humanity, our struggles, our wounds, the stuff we obsess about, or the things that we keep circling back around on, that we seem to be stuck in a feedback loop, like, humanity is not easy. And as I am making this recording, we are in the midst of a global pandemic. Life is extra messy right now. Because it's not just me and my humanity and my messiness and my fears and my angers and my gratitudes that are present in my life right now. When I tune into what's happening outside of my little bubble of my life, like, the world is in this global reset. Like, what the heck is happening? But that is the reality of Earth School. Like, that is what we signed up for in coming here. And I have to say that that is something that is not always easy for me to remember. There are times that I'm like, what am I doing here? And so the key is to not expect yourself to be like, oh yeah, of course, completely enlightened and awakened all the time. It's to recognize the messiness of humanity, and that is why it's holy. The holy ground of humanity is fucking messy. So when we can embrace that, everything shifts. Holy and messy exist at the same time. All right, my dear friends, this is the wisdom for this transmission. I would love to hear what you think about your body as holy ground. How does that feel for you? Does that feel like a heck yes in your body? Does that feel like completely foreign? Can you embrace that our humanness is messy and holy? I'd love to know. You can send me a DM on Instagram. This is Christelle Arcucci, and you are listening to the Soul Purpose Podcast. For more episodes and additional free resources, you can visit soulpurposepodcast.com, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.